Some of our viewers, some of our Twitter followers have asked the question in an incredulous way, which is, how could General Alexander not know that Edward Snowden had access to all of this?
Oh, my Lord. Edward Snowden is a tiny, tiny, tiny little actor in General Alexander's world. I think that is, I don't know, I'm sorry I'm laughing, but the process by which he would get his clearance is attached to the contract that he was on, which would call for certain types of people with certain skills, and they would be hired with those skills, and in his case, based on clearances that had been given to him in previous positions. So, you know, there's probably that's something that really needs to be looked at, but you're never going to completely, what we call it the insider threat, you're never going to be completely able to know what's in someone's heart in terms of, like, if they think that this process is bothersome. That's a hard thing to sort of clear someone about, but that is probably something that's going to be looked at more closely. I mean, we encourage independent-mindedness and concern for civil liberties in this country, and that's a really healthy thing. But there's a balance, and the president said that last week. There is a balance between security and civil liberties, and we're always looking for it, and we should always be talking about it. There are certain things that, if they're revealed, people that are already in the field will be killed, probably. And there are events that we won't be able to prevent. And General Alexander's been working this day and night for years and years and years. And if there's anyone you can trust to do it right, it would be him.
And that's Mary in Sterling, Virginia, on our Democrats line. We appreciate your time this morning.